Some New York parents and teachers who are upset about new tests in public schools, part of the Common Core curriculum, are even more upset by the Education Commissioner's latest move. Angry parents loudly confronted State Education Commissioner John King, Jr. at the first of a series of town hall meetings Thursday in Poughkeepsie. He responded by refusing to attend any more of the meetings sponsored by the State Parent Teacher Association. The PTA's Rick Longhurst says,
"We felt that the town hall meetings provided parents with an opportunity for two-way dialogue, and the commissioner felt otherwise. So we were disappointed that the meetings were canceled."
A spokesperson for the commissioner's office, Tom Dunn, said the forum in Poughkeepsie was not productive and that the disruptions deprived parents of the opportunity to listen, ask questions, and offer comments. Dunn says alternatives are being sought.
"We're going to continue working with the PTA to find an appropriate venue to engage in real productive dialogue with parents about our students and their education."
Carl Korn of NYSET, the state's largest teachers' union, says parents and teachers are frustrated.
The overemphasis on testing and the rushed and rocky implementation of the Common Core, which in many cases has put testing in front of instruction, and that's just wrong.
The first of the new state English and math tests on the Common Core last spring came before teachers could teach the curriculum, and the percentage of students receiving proficient grades dropped from between 55% and 65% to just 30%. Longhurst wants to delay the use of the test scores to hold back students or grade teachers.
"So temporarily, at least, to break the link between student test performance and teacher and principal performance evaluation. That's getting in the way of implementing the intent of the instruction."
And NYSET says it wants a 3-year moratorium on using test scores that way. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.